listed for 1069, cute two-bedroom house with an attached garage, and some guy is out there advertising it for rent, and he'll ask you to send in a $1,000 deposit and fill in an application, and then he'll send you the keys or something
and
like that.
And he doesn't own the property. That's the point. He doesn't have the ability to rent it.
And then he's telling people that you might see a for sale sign in front of it, but I'm not really selling it. I want to rent it. So don't fall for those scams.
Has somebody alerted the authorities?
Yeah, I've gotten four phone calls, and all the people have sent me the text exchange with them. And I have forwarded them to Blackman Township Police Department.
Mm-hmm. I think we've heard that one before, haven't we, Laura?
Yeah, it comes and goes, and here it is again. So if it sounds too good to be true, it is. You know, unfortunately, the people who've called me all have been suckered into scams before, so they were aware of it. You know, but fortunately, they had been suckered into scams, so they questioned it and told me about it. But I don't know. I don't know if the police will get the guy. He's probably in Nigeria.
Yeah. It's a typical scam where a property is vacant, and somebody finds out that it's vacant, rent, that they aren't going to see you. You just send them the check. They'll send you the keys. That's the scam.
And fortunately, and this might be a good idea for anybody who's got their house on the market that's vacant, close the blinds, because one of the people called, I don't think they'd been scammed before, but they couldn't see, and the guy said, you can go look in the windows, and they couldn't because all the blinds were closed.
It's crazy.
So, right. So, on to the topic of the day. I've had someone tell me they were anxious to hear us talk about home inspections. We have talked several times about it, but it's probably a good segue. I've got next week we can talk about earnest money deposits, because I have one client who wrote an offer on a house, did the home inspection, and some concerns came back. And they've asked... And I'll leave this one hanging. They asked for their backed out of the deal, asked for a release of earnest money deposit, and we've yet to see the release come back yet. But let's start with the inspection, and then next week we'll deal with earnest money deposit.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so I do a home inspection, and first thing I do is I've got, for my clients, I've got home inspectors that I trust, that I know will advise my clients correctly. I don't want them to sugarcoat things. I want them to point out things that are typical in a house and those things that are abnormal for a house. Talk to me, Bill, about what your concerns are about home inspections.
Well, why don't you start with a basic, and that is people are waiving home inspections simply because of the market, the hot market. And so they say, well, I'm not going to have a home inspection done because that will take me out of the running for this particular house. We touched on that last week. You indicated that you do it before you submit the offer. You've got somebody that the prospective purchaser has lined up to do the inspection right away. So it's a short contingency period. And I am very, very much against a purchaser waiving a home inspection. It's
so
a mistake.
I just had two offers come in on a listing, and they were both FHAs. And one waived the inspection and the other did not. And waiving the inspection on FHA didn't mean as much, because the FHA appraiser will do an inspection for FHA required repairs. So waiving the home inspection didn't really mean a whole lot to me personally for the seller, because both properties were going to have some sort of inspection anyway. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, is the does the appraiser do the same kind of inspection, a full-blown inspection, that a certified home inspector would do?
No. However, they do look for some major things. They're not going to crawl in the like if it's a crawl space in the attic, not one where you can walk up. They're not going to crawl up there and look. But if there's basement issues or peeling paint or, you know, some obvious things, the inspector, the appraiser will call those things out. So, in other words, we took the fact that one client waived the home inspection didn't give them the advantage because FHA appraisers are going to do an inspection anyway. So we didn't go with that particular offer. We took the other one, even though they were doing an inspection.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, that starts the conversation, and that is the need to have a home inspection. Then the next thing is, who do I hire as a home inspector? And most purchasers don't know who the home inspectors are, and they rely upon their realtor to make a recommendation, and hopefully they have a buyer's agent. If you're a purchaser buying a property and you don't have a buyer's agent, you're making a mistake right there. But now you've got to get into, does the buyer's agent and the buyer's agent's company, have they vetted the home inspection companies that they are recommending to a prospective purchaser? And one thing I see is a realtor, a buyer's agent, who doesn't just recommend a home inspection company or home inspector. They actually arrange for the home inspector, and it's somebody they select. And this has happened, and I've had it happen recently, where the home inspector was in, let's just say this, okay? First order of business is make certain that the home inspector is a, quote, certified home inspector, end quote. There is no licensing for home inspectors in Michigan as there is for real estate licensees, for builders, for appraisers, et cetera. But there are organizations that a home inspector is able to get certification from by having a certain amount of experience, demonstrating a certain amount of expertise, et cetera. So make certain that the home inspector has some kind of certification. Second, does the home inspector have insurance? When by insurance, I'm not talking about CGL or liability coverage for slip and falls and things like that. I'm talking about errors and omissions insurance. Do not hire a home inspector who does not have errors and omissions insurance. Third, read the darn contract, because the home inspector will give you a contract. If they don't have a contract, then you're hiring the wrong home inspector. There should be a contract between you and the home inspector. And one of the critical things in that home inspection contract is a disclaimer of liability. Now, it's not a complete disclaimer of liability, but what it will say is something like, in the event that you sue the home inspector and the home inspector is found liable for negligence in the inspection, limit of the liability of the home inspector is what you paid for it. So if you're paying $350 for a home inspection, but the particular defect that the home inspector missed is going to cost you $20,000 to repair, all you're going to get is $350. The law in Michigan is very, very clear that those disclaimer provisions are enforceable in the case of ordinary negligence. They are not enforceable in gross negligence or in deliberate acts, but that's not usually the case. Almost never the case with a home inspector. They're not going to deliberately give you a bad or false inspection report. So, and you're going to have some difficulty with that. And what my approach always is to the home inspector, when the home inspector resists eliminating that particular provision, what you can do is come back and say, okay, you've got errors and omissions insurance of $50,000, so instead of the liability cap of what I pay for the inspection, let's just tie it to the insurance so that you'll never be personally liable, but your insurance company, if it turns out that you do, and people make mistakes, we're not saying that you will make a mistake, but if people make mistakes, and if there is a mistake, then the insurance is available to cover the loss. So those are the things that you want to look for. And then that's from a legal standpoint. Laura, what about the seller being there when the inspection is taking place, the purchaser being there when the inspection is taking place? What's your approach on that?
I always recommend that the buyer be there and the seller not. There's no need for it, because if the seller's there, they're going to ask the seller questions, and we don't need the seller answering those questions. And the buyer needs to learn about the house.
I agree. And the other thing I would recommend from the buyer's perspective is when you go down in the basement or in the lower level, and sellers have been known to do this where they pile stuff, furniture, storing stuff along the foundation walls, and they're doing it in order to conceal a line, on the foundation wall where they've had a leak. And I've been involved in a number of cases in which that has happened, where the inspector comes in. The inspector's not going to move all the stuff. And so as a buyer, I want to be there when the inspection is going on. And if there is stuff that's up against the walls in a basement, or it could be up in the attic or on the upper level, with respect to roof rafters, et cetera, I want to make certain that the home inspector I hire has access to every part of that house, so that if there is a problem, we're going to discover it. I don't want to find out after the fact, after I move in and all the stuff has been moved out by the seller, lo and behold, there's this water line about a foot above the floor all around the basement. So those are the things to watch out for. But I concur heartily in buyer go through it. Don't have the realtor go through it. And as a buyer's agent, it's not your responsibility. By going through that property with the home inspector, just make certain that you are not piggybacking on what that home inspector is saying or doing. You're not the home inspector. And in fact, in your contract, the buyer's agency contract, there's a clause that says you're not a home inspector and you're not liable for those sorts of things. So you want to make certain you don't contradict that particular disclaimer by going in and being there when the inspection goes on. Do you go to the inspection, Laura? You don't usually go to a home inspection.
I do not go to the inspections. I've been advised by my attorney.
Yeah.
You know, we tend to, as realtors, we might tend to say, try to explain something, and that's not what we should be doing. That's why an inspector is hired.
Yeah, I again concur 100% with your approach on that. And if you are a buyer's agent, if you're a realtor listening to this show, where it's an out-of-town buyer, you know, maybe they come in, they like the house, they make an offer, it's contingent upon home inspection, they then go back to their home in Florida, Texas, wherever it may be, and now they ask you as the buyer's agent to go with the home inspector through the house for the inspection, my strong recommendation is do not succumb to the pressure from the buyer.
Well, could you go with them and record it for them, though?
Yeah, I guess so. If the home inspector is comfortable with that, you could, I guess, record it. Yeah, okay, I hadn't thought about that. Why is it? Have you ever done that?
No, I have not, but as we're sitting here, I mean, there's, you know, we are getting people who move to Jackson because we're getting a lot of out-of-town realtors selling our property, which is great, but which also means that people are moving here. I've seen a lot of people moving to Jackson to retire because they've done their Google search and find that Jackson is actually quite a very nice community, has a lot of great aspects about it between our golf courses and our water and our open spaces. And plus we have a downtown and we have all those things that the big, we have a lot of things that the big cities have, but on a smaller scale. So we are getting people moving here to retire that may not have connections, or they're moving here because their grandkids, I'm talking to one couple from another state whose grandkids are in Ann Arbor or somewhere like that, but Washtenaw County taxes and living is just so much more expensive than Jackson, so they're choosing to be in Jackson.
So people are moving to Michigan for the climate, are they?
Well, you know, Michigan does have nice weather. You get four seasons. But in any event, they may not be here for that home inspection. So I think recording it for them might not be a bad idea. But I think making sure the inspector is qualified and not trying to please the realtor by making a deal come together is extremely important. They're hired for their professionalism, not because of who they know.
Yeah, well, some realtors complain about some home inspectors saying that, well, they're too picky. They find too many things, and I don't want a home inspector like that, which is exactly the wrong attitude. I want a home inspector that is going to find everything conceivable in that house that might be wrong. And the last thing I would suggest for a prospective buyer is read the report when it's issued by the home inspector. It's going to be if it's a good home inspector, it's going to be a lengthy report, and it's going to show each section of the house, all of the different mechanical aspects, the physical aspects, and you need to read it, and you need to understand it, and where it says where the inspector was unable to view, where the inspector was unable to inspect. Get that. I mean, and then ask the seller and the seller's representatives, what is this about? Then go back. You can go back, and there's also a seller's disclosure statement, and if the report differs from the seller's disclosure statement, you're going to want to have a conversation with the home inspector and with the seller, the seller's agent, regarding why the discrepancy.